This she'er is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
We say to our God, He's Baruch Hu, He shall help us succeed in the Shechta Brochus. Not a big Mesichta, and not one of the most difficult Mesichtas. So be ambitious. It's the first Mesichta of Shas. And if you want to, you can start on a career of learning all of the Shas. We have some of our people here who have done it. They started together with us. We started, and we finished all of Shas. And so, you can dream about such ambitions. There's no reason why anybody shouldn't qualify to be a Bonte B'Shas. And I call this Baruch Hu will give him long years to help him fulfill his ambition. He is here that something will be said, and then we request that the Tzibur, all the Chaverim here, review it. Every few minutes we stop, so that you should review it aloud. If you had a good Chaver near you, review it together with him. If you're alone, say it aloud anyhow. Saying it aloud, first of all, is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you say it aloud, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you think about it, it's a question that relates to mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then the Gemara says, Kayim Haim Lo Motzeihem. The Torah is life, the Motzeihem Befeh. The Torah gives life to those who say it with their mouth. There's a reason for it too. Saying with the mouth impresses it on the mind in a double way, the eyes and the ears both. And therefore it's important to utilize the opportunity. Whenever we pause, it's not for you to rest up, but it's for the purpose that you should review the Gemara aloud. Also, we wish to make known that those people who are ambitious should make it a principle to review the Gemara at home. Take out the Gemara when your wife or your children can see it. Even by opening the Gemara and just looking into it, you're making an impression on your family. You're serving as a good example for your children. To learn at home. If you're ambitious, you can put what you learn on tapes and hand them in to me after you know Penn Bluff, and we give you public recognition if you're able to put on 10 tapes of your own recitation, because that shows that you mean business and you're able to say Gemara by yourself. Now we start now. May Mosai Kehenishma be Arvin. From when do you read Shema in the evening? Because the Torah says, Bishoch Becho Uvikomecho. Bishoch Becho means a certain time in the evening. Now, the other Machlekes will soon see two Perushim in Bishoch Becho. One is when you're lying down in bed, which means all night, you have time for Kishma. But there's another Perush, Bishoch Becho, when you are in the process of lying down, you're going to bed. So if it means going to bed, you'll go to bed all night. You go to bed only after a certain portion of the night. People go to bed at various times, but up to a certain time, in ordinary societies, most of them are in bed by a certain time. So therefore, one shita will hold only after one third of the night, you can say Krishna. Because the Shachar means when you're in the business of going to bed. We're in the business of going to bed after one third of the night. But we task him, like the sheet of the Shachar means when you're lying in bed, and therefore all night is Zman Krishna. That's when Zman Krishna continues. But when does it begin? That's already a different question. So from when do we begin reading Krishna in the evening? When the Kahanim, who became Tomei, and they traveled in a mikveh, can come in to eat that tumah. The din is like this. The man is tumah and is toivo. He doesn't become toher right away because he's called a tuul yoim. A tuul yoim is not tumah, but it's not toher. When the Torah says, uvoa ha-shemesh v'toher, when the sun goes down and night falls, then he becomes toher because he was tevel that day. So the kahanim are tevel by day, and then they come in to eat their tumah when it's already night. That's the time when it's mutter to say tish. Before that, it's too early. Now, why didn't he say seis ha-kehavim? Because that's the time when kahanim can come and eat their tumah. We'll see in the Gemara why he said that. But that's what he's telling us. Be sure she ha-kehanim nifnasu lecho b'trumas. From the time when kahanim, who were tabled today because of their tumah, and now tonight, at seis ha-kehavim, they come toher, that's the time when you can eat tumah, and that's the time when you can say Krishna, not before that. Now, how long does the time continue? The letter says, until the first watch of the night is over. He holds the night as three watches, in three sections the night is divided. The first third of the night, when that's over, then it's too late to say Krishna for Maya. Because he holds the shofar for me not when you're lying in bed, when you're in the business of going to bed. And after one third of the night, people are already finished with going to bed. They're in bed already. The Chachamim aim in Ad Chatzos. Now the Chachamim say Ad Chatzos, they learn the Shofar means while you're lying in bed, means all night. But why do they say Ad Chatzos? The Chachilat used to say Krishna before the middle of the night. Because once you start postponing it, you'll fall asleep, and when you wake up in the morning, it's too late already. So therefore, the Chatzilat before the middle of the night. But actually, b'deder, you can still say Krishna all night, because the shofar means when you're lying in bed. Rabban Gamlielina Achayal Amud HaShachar, until the morning rises, because he holds, like the Chachamim, the shofar means all night, and he's telling us that b'deder, he can do all night. He agrees with the Chachamim at Tatsais, only he's explaining their words, that according to the real Jim the Arise, they have all night to do it. First they let it aside. My son had born of the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, came late, the Beis HaMishta, from a feast, for a wedding feast. They came late. Almost they said, Lo Kalinu Shema, we didn't say Shema yet. Me, they didn't done Meir yet. Omalami said to them, Imlo Ola Amud HaShachar Chayovim Atem Likas. But if it's morning already, you missed the opportunity, and you're Pata. You can't make it up. But if you could make it up, you still Chayat, like if you missed Maya, Shmonesa. So you can daven Shachar to Shmonesa. So you're Chayat to make it up. If you miss Krishma at night, that's the Krishma of Maya, you can't make it up the next day. So therefore you're Pata. But Pata means you lost the opportunity. But he said, you are Chayat because you have all night. And even though the Chachamim said out Chatzos, but the Devet, you can say it all night. Then he asked, the Lord do build Adam. And not only this, they said, Elokol ma shomru Chachamim ad Chatzos. Any case where they limited the mitzvah up to Chatzos, mitzvah on the real mitzvah is Ashi Alam and Ashash. Now, I'll give some examples. Now, all these examples that you're going to give are not exactly the same. We'll explain. Hechtech halovim ve'evorim. Burning chelev of kolbonis on the mizbeach. And burning the ve'evorim, the limbs of the kolbon oila. The kolbon oila, you don't burn just the chelev, you burn the whole thing. All the limbs on the mizbeach. Mitzvoson, you can burn it on the mizbeach. Ad sheyal amud hashachar. All night until the morning. Now this is not an example where they said Ad Chatzos. He's starting out with the original Torah did, which remained unchanged. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not make an exerve on Hechter Halovim. It's all night, and it remained all night. Here they didn't make an exerve Ad Chatzos. B'chol Anecholim L'Yermechot, all those korbanos that you eat only one day. You know, some carbonates you can eat a day and a night in a day. But some carbonates you can eat only a day and the night following. Let's say a korban toidor. A korban toidor you eat only in the daytime that you offered it up and at night following. And al pi din you can eat it until the next morning. In the cane, Loma omru chachom ad chatzay by korban toidor. They said you have to finish eating it before chatzay, and also by kriyat shma shel ardi. They said you have to say it before chatzay, kidei laharchik odom min ha'avera. Keep a man away far from an avera, because if a man thinks he has all night, he'll keep on postponing. Then he'll fall asleep, and he'll wake up in the morning. It's too late. So therefore, you have to be mekayem krishma mitmaya before chatzayis lechatzila, and you have to eat the korban toido before chatzayis. But when it comes to be makdil the chaylev of korbanos and the evorim, they didn't make any gzera. It's the main of the din Torah that you can do it all night. Say that. Now this mishnah, it pays for us to learn the Rashi. Oh, we don't learn all the Rashi, but this time we learn the Rashi. At Tibra Beisai, it's very useful if you'll keep the thing on the line and not take it off the entire hour. But each time that you have to look at the place again, it's discouraging. Rashi. Me'emotai kerem eshma be'arvin misho she'achianim nichnosim lechol b'trumosim. Rashi says, kehanim she'midmo, they came tamei, v'yitkovlu. And today they were table, but he can't eat the tumi yet because they're a tvul yoim. A tvul yoim can't eat tumi. The hair of Shimshon, it means, it became Tzitzake Hovim, the sun went down, and the sun became entirely dark, that's Tzitzake Hovim. He gia itom, and the time arrived, lechol b'tumi, that's the time when we can say Krishna too. Only the Gemara will ask, why didn't the Mishnah say Tzitzake Hovim? Why tell us about Kehanim? So the Gemara will answer, but he wants to tell us that Kehanim have to wait till Tzitzak Kehovim. Because you might learn in the Chumash, you bore HaShemesh v'toyer, when the sun sets is toyer. So after sunset, you might think he can eat the Tzumim. So he wants to tell us Tzitzak Kehovim. So for one measure, Agavurte is telling us two dinim, that Kirishma needs Tzitzak Kehovim, and Kehanim needs a Tzekovim. Further, at Seifa Ashmur HaRashina, how long does it continue? Until the end of the first watch. Shlish HaLayim, means the third of the night, till the Tzolaj B'Gemara. Or Mishon Ve'elech, but after that, according to Abeleza, or Baal Zman, the time of Kishma is gone, it's passed by. The Lomit Reisu, it's not called anymore, Zman Shiva, time of going to bed. According to him, Shiva means the time when people are in the act of going to bed. Well, we don't read on that the pasuk b'shoch b'chol. On mekamel henan, and before that, I mean before Tzitzak Kehovim also, loves man Shiva. People don't go to bed ordinarily before Tzitzak Kehovim. So too early is not the man Shiva, and too late is not the man Shiva, according to him. The people, therefore, hakere kedem lochem, to these before Tzitzak Kehovim, lo yosa yedei chayvasa. It's not a polygid obligation. Im kain, lomo, kere neisa rovete. Rashi has his own kasha. In Rashi's time, they daven like in our time, early Meir, before Tzitzak Kehovim, in the Beis HaKnesset. So Rashi says, v'inad yetze, so how can you say Kirishma in the Beis HaKnesset? So Rashi answers, the Kirishma Beis HaKnesset is only a formality. In order when we stand Shema Nesha, it's to be after saying Divrei Tera. Kirishma is Tera, that's all. Not to be Yetzi Kirishma. You're not Yetzi until they say Kehovim. But they say Kirishma beforehand, in order to stand Shema Nesha after having said Divrei Tera. People shouldn't think that Tera is all you need. No, Tera is the first and most important requirement for a Jew. That's why we say Divrei Torah, three parashas of Kirishma. Just to say Torah, then we say Tefillah. Now, where do you get such an idea? If it's Ochei Tanya, so we learn Doraisa. In Brochei Yerushalmi. You must say that in Yerushalmi. That's the reason why they say Krishna early in Beit HaKnesses, in order to stand filler, because you were there. Well, the figure, therefore, Choyva Olein, it's an obligation on us, Lik Tresha, to repeat it again, Vishetesha, after Tresha Kefabe. Now, Rashi comes along with a surprise. For Vikriyas, Parsha, Rishayna, Shodom, Kere, Amitoshayin. By saying the first Parsha, when he says in Krishna, on his bed, when he goes to sleep, he's Yetzir. Rashi holds, by saying one Parsha, you're Yetzir. Now we're not knowing that. We're knowing to be a machmer all three parashas when you say over at night. But Rashi says one parasha is enough to be yetzer the mitzvah of Krishna. Say up to the Rashi. Amuda Shachar. Amuda Shachar does not mean the morning star. It means when the dawn begins to rise. Shekola Lailo, Ko is Manshir. Nechachomim and Rav Gamliel both hold that all night is a time of shiva, because shiva means not going to bed, it means lying in bed. Hekta halovim ve'emorim, ve'evorim, burning the chelev of karbonis, and the evorim of karbonis, shenizrek donon bayim. Rashi explains that the avodah of the korban, which is the zrikas hadam, must be by day. There's no question. The only thing that can be at night is the haktorah burning on the mizbeach. Mitzvoson lehale is kol alayla. You can do it all night. The eino nitzolim berline. Now, other things like dawn or the korban becomes possible if you hold it over until it becomes dark. As soon as the sun sets, that dawn is possible berline. And also other kosher are possible berline. But the chelev and the evorim are not possible the lino. The fact that it's nighttime does not puzzle them. Acheyala amud hashachar. If they kept over until the next day, then they're possible the lino. With one condition. The heim lemata min hazbeach. If they're below the mizbeach. I mean, once you put them on the mizbeach, then no matter how much time passes by, they don't become possible. Because the mizbeach is covered them, accepts them. The top of the mizbeach, where the fire is burning, accepts them. So even though they're not burned up until maybe a day later, they're still trusted to push on the fire any time you want. But if they're not, if they're off the mizbeach, then they become possible belino. The Rashi says, they're never possible unless Amud HaShachar comes and finds them lamat in his bear, of the mizbeach. If sivlo yolim la'beker, it shouldn't remain over till the morning, chelev chagi, the chelev of my call. But suppose it's on the mizbeach, we don't care how long it is. Halovim shall call our korban. Eivorim shall oilo. A korban oilo, you didn't mark only the chelev, you marked the entire thing, only you cut it up in eivorim, and you're back to all the Eivorim. B'chol ha'necholim le'yemechot. Now, what korban is eat for one day alone? Kigon chatas le'oshon? Because they're kochi kochim. Kochi kochim eat only one day and one night. The kavse atzeres. They're exceptional korbanas. The two lambs of shuas, although they're shlomim, and shlomim are kochim kalim, but kavse atzeres are shlomi that are kochi kochim. It's exceptional deal. The kavse atzeres, although they're shlomi, are kochi kochim, and eat only one day and one night. Or menachas, and menachas is kochi kochim, one day and one night. The toido. Now toido is not kochi kochim, it's kochim kalim. That's one exceptional thing. It's a kochim kalim, which is eaten for only one day and one night. So now we have two exceptions here. One is shlomim of kavse atzeres, but it's kochi kochim. That's why it's eaten one day and one night. Another exception is toido, which is shlomim and kochim kalim, and still it's eaten only one day and one night. Say up to here. So once more, kochi kochim are eaten only yoyim v'layla. You got layla and yoyim. No, Yom Valayla, the day that you were offered up, Shchit and Zrika, and the night following. Kochim Kalim in general are eaten the day and the night and the following day. Kavse Atzeres, although they're Shlomim, and all Shlomim are Kochim Kalim, but this Shlomim are Kochim Kochim. The two lambs of Shavuos are kochei kochim, even though they're shlamim, and they're eaten only a day and a night. And toida, which is shlamim, and it's kochim kalim too, so it's eaten a day and a night. Like in Rashi, mitzvos, and he's talking to all those things that are being eaten. Zman achilosot, the time that is permitted to be eaten. Ah, sheyal amud ha-shachar, the who. It's Amud HaShachar may be on Lias Nesha, causes them to become Nesha. Now Nesha, if it's eaten, is Kores. And Amud HaShachar becomes Nesha. The seed batero lo yoniach mimenu ad beka. And anybody eats it then, it's Chayav Kores. V'chulam mi teido yom. They all learn from teido. That's written by teido. And all the rest of the korbanos. When they become Noisa, we learn from Toido that they become Noisa when? At Amud HaShachar. In Cain, if that's the case, that you can eat it all night according to the Torah. Lom Omru Chachomim Ad Chatzayif, the Kiyishma, or Be'achilis Koshim. And the answer is, Kedei Lahalachin Kodem in Havavir, keep a man far away from an Avir. The Osrum Be'achilis Kedem Zman, as he said before this Zman, it's already Osrati. Chatzis, you have to stop eating. Today, Shelo Yobel Lo Echlon Le'achar Amud HaShachar. He might come to eat him later, after the dawn rises. But he's Chayav Kores. Chayim Kriyishma. They said you have to do it before the middle of the night. L'zorez Zetzo Odom, in order to urge a man on, Shelo Yem, I shouldn't say Yeshli O Jehus, I have plenty of time yet. And while he's putting off and he's dozing off, Yalimud HaShachar, Obal HaZman. Now Rashi says, the Hekta Chalovim, the Tony Hoch, here we learn in this Mishnah, burning the Chalav on the Mizbeah, Lo Omru Bo Chachom Ad Chatzos Kal. Here the Chom didn't say Adil Chatzos. Even on the Chatzila, you have all night and there's no hurry. I have to explain why that is. Eating of the korbanos, every kohen received his portion, and it became his private business when he would eat it. Therefore, we're afraid if you allow him to eat any time during the night, he'll postpone, he'll fall asleep, he'll wake up in the morning, and you want to eat it then, it'll be korbanos. But burning on the mizbeach, that's not a private business. The mizbeach is a public business, and therefore it's under supervision of the bezer shel kahanim, and there we're not afraid. They don't wait until too late to be makia. And therefore, the haktore, the burning, can be all night, even a hakkila. Below nokat lehu tane, why did the tane mention here hekte halomim? It's not an example of something that they said ad chaseis, elavahodia, to let us know the original din of the Torah, shekoldola haneig balaylo, it's kashakola laylo. And all the other things, however, are also kosher kol alayla. Only the Chacham the Chatzila said, you must do it before the middle of the night. Lochitnan itnan v'perek sheni de begila, kol alayla kosher v'ktiras ha'ema. That is a public thing. It's not done by Yochit. It's done under the supervision of Bezdin for Kol Yisrael. And v'hekta halofim v'ayvorim. So all night is kosher for these things, even the chatzila. That's what the Mishnah Megillah says. This Tanya, where is he standing? After all, you need some introduction to the subject. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue, he says, from when do you begin saying Kish? You should tell us first of all, the obligation that it must say Krishna. Whether it's say the Torah, it has to say Krishna. Second question, what's the difference? Why did he choose to talk about Kirishma of the evening at the beginning? That's what he says, Maimosai Kirishma Bialis. Let him learn morning in the beginning, because ordinarily things begin in the morning. And we find also the Kalman Tommy, when the Torah tells the duty of being Makiva Kalman, so let's follow the system of the morning is first. Answer the Gemara. The first question that you ask, what is Tanya referring to? What kind of a mitzvah is it? Tanya is going to the pasuk to see Bishoch Becha Ubikumecha. And that's the reason he begins talking about nighttime too. Because he's referring to a pasuk of Krishna. Now this pasuk is not that simple. But the pasuk actually is talking not about Krishna. It's talking about speaking in Divrei Torah. You should speak in Divrei Torah when you lie down, when you arise, when you walk on the road. It's a chiddush gadol that is referring to Krishna. That's only Teresh and Baal Peh. And actually, Teresh, we'll see later, holds only the Rabbana. Jesus holds it to us, not talking about Krishna at all. It's only the Rabbana. But the rest of the Poskim hold, that's the Raisa, well, it's a big Kiddush. But the Poskim is not saying anything about Krishna. The Poskim says, behold, you are the Lord Moele, Asher, Lohi, Besabu, Hayom. These words should be on your heart, and you should speak on them at all times. However, the Chachamim come along and tell us which words specifically may be just said, Shema Yisrael. These words should be in your heart, and these words you should speak, Bishoch Becha Uvikumecha. But Divrei Torah, you should speak all the rest of the time, and so on. So therefore, the plain chant of the pasuk is not Kirishma, it's a chiddush. But the Tana is hinting at that when he speaks about Arvis first, because that's where it says, Bishoch Becha Uvikumecha. Behovei Tana, here's how he learns. Zman Kirishma Dishchiva, and it says, Bishoch Becha. And it refers to Shema Yisrael, as Kirishma, Eimas. When is it? So he says, Mishoh, Shiach Kehanim, Nichnosim Lechol, Bitru Basam. That answers both questions. It answers what the Tan is going on, and why it begins with Avis first, because it's referring to that Pasuk, where Avis is first, and the Pasuk talks about Kirishma. Now people can ask, if he means Tzeisach Kehavim, so why doesn't he say that? Because when he says when the Kehanim come to eat the Trumah, you have to tell us when Kehanim come to eat the Trumah. That is something we don't know. The answer is this. Today we don't know. But in the days of the Mishnah, everybody knew. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, every Kohen kept himself Torah from Trumah. And therefore, you can see every day Kehanim going to the mikveh, because he wanted to eat tumah that night, and he trooped home at night. After from the mikveh, he trooped home at night, everybody saw Kehanim walking through the streets to come to eat tumah. And they knew that's the time of Kirishma. Didn't have any clocks. That was the clock. Kehanim looked at the stars, they were lamdonim, and at Tzeisach Kehanim went home to eat tumah. So therefore, that's the clock by which we no, when to say Kirishma shall Arvis, when the Kohanim come home to eat for me. Say that. Mm-hmm. Now the boy is saying, if you wish, you can say another teretz on the second question. Why he starts with Arvis first? Yoli pilaenz mi briyosei shalei lakam, the creation of the world. Yasi vahi ere vahi verka yurum echad. So we see the Torah at the very beginning gives us the system of the times, that the night is first. Night comes first. So all the calculations, the night comes first. Except by Korbonus. In Korbonus there's an exception. Now there's a reason for that. But in general, the night comes first. The day begins at the night before. And the idea is that Olam Hazeh, which is a darkness of the night, we don't see the truth, comes before Olam Habo, which the Gemara in Pesachim says is Ka'oyo Berka Yizrach Shemesh, that's the Olam Habo.
So the light of the truth will be later. So therefore, everything is begins with darkness in this world, and that's why the night, the beginning of the day. So, if you say that it's a principle to start with the night, say for the time. Later. Say for instance, in the later Mishnah, we learn. In the morning when you say in Krishna, you have to say two brachas before Krishna. That's Yetzir HaMeiris and Avirche B'Ano Yisrael Be'Avo. V'Yachas L'Achareho. That's Emes V'Yatsi, which ends go out of Yisrael. And Krishna the evening, that's the brachah of Amari L'Arovim and Oyev Ano Yisrael. Ushtayim L'Achareot, that's the brachah of Goal Yisrael and the brachah of Shema Ano Yisrael O'ad. So therefore, in that Mishnah also, why doesn't he follow the system of beginning in the evening? Listen, let him learn the Alvish B'Reisha evening first. Why did he say first what you do in the morning and then in the evening? Say the Kashan. Now, if you notice, he said only two brachas after Krishna shall always. He doesn't mention the third Baruch Hashem Leim Amen the Amen. Because that didn't exist in the times of the Tanoim or Amoraim. It's a takon that was made later. And that's why some never say it. It's a later takon in the times of the Goyim it was instituted. Answer the Gemara on the question why in the next Mishnah later he doesn't say shall Arvis first, he shall Shachar first. Tane posar be'Arvis. The Tane here in our Mishnah begins with Arvis, what we said, by he erev Tane before Vayivaita. We hold our Tane b'Shachar. And afterwards in this Mishnah here, he finishes explaining the thing of Shachar, about making brachas before and after. Behold our Polish Mila Davis. And later he explains things about us. The system is like this. Nothing was written. The whole Mishnah and the entire Gemara was about Pet until after the time of Rav Ashi. Then he finally wrote it down. Now how could you remember things? You needed certain devices to help you remember. So therefore, a device was everything was linked with a cue to the next thing. So therefore, first this Mishnah starts with Avis. Next Mishnah talks about Shachris. Then while he's talking about Shachris, that's the cue to tell us about the brachas you make in Shachris before and after Krishna. So now, once he got through with telling us all the information about Shachris, now we go back again. Once you're talking about brachas, what about the brachas of Avis? He tells us about brachas of Avis. That's why Father does say that. Say that. Omama, the Tanya had said, when do you say Krishna shall Avis? Misho Sheha Kehanim Nitmosim Lechol Bitrumos. When the Kehanim come home to eat supper, and they eat Tumah. That's the time of Krishna. Mirte. We'll translate it, let us say, Mirte, let us say. Kehanim Emas Kochli Tumah. Kehanim, when did they eat Tumah? Kehanim were Tumah, and they were table today. They can't eat Tumah the same day they're table, because the Torah says, Uvor HaShemesh V'Toyah. Sun has to go down, then they become pure to eat Tumah. So when do they eat Tumah? Nishas Tseisah Kehodim, when the stars come out. But that's when the final light of the sun disappears entirely. So why does the Mishnah tell us? We say, Krishna Shalavis. When Kahanim come to eat Tumah, listen, let him learn. Yishas say Sakehomim, when the stars come out. Why tell us when the Kahanim come to eat Tumah? And for the Gemara, it's a thing that he teaches us, by the way. While he's telling us this, he tells us another piece of useful information. Kahanim, Amas, Kahli, when did the Kahanim eat Tumah? What's that mean? When you see Kahanim coming home in troops, they eat supper with their Tumah, you might think they're hanging around late at the mikveh, or in the Beis HaMedrash. They're hanging around late. They could have come home earlier, maybe, and eat before sunset. He says, no. When the Kahanim come home late, to Yitume, it's because they are Lamdonim and they know that's the time to come home to Yitume. So you should know Kehanim, when they come home late, it's Seisak Kehobim. And Dafke Seisak Kehobim, before that they cannot eat Yitume. That's what he's telling us. So Agarwilke tells us this. Now what's the big Hiddish about it? The big Hiddish is two things. First, they have to wait until it's late, until it's surely Seisak Kehobim. The whole Kamashva, Lord, that even though some Kehanim, who were Tomei, are not perfectly Toyer yet, with Tvila that they were tabled during the daytime, and now they have Harev Shemesh, the sunset, that doesn't make them Toyer yet. Some of them eat Korbanos to become perfectly Toyer. In some cases, you need a Korban the next day in order to be able to eat Kodshim. So he tells, even though in some cases, the tumah is so severe, you need a korban that's called kippurim, kapora, to eat kodshim, but for tumah, this man won't need a korban, even though he's still lacking a korban for his tahara for kodshim tomorrow morning, but the fact that he was tabled today enables him to eat tumah tonight. Well, kamashma, this he tells us, the kapora lo ma'akhe, the korban of kapora, which entirely purifies him to eat korbanos tomorrow and to come to the Beis Hamikdash tomorrow, lo me'ake, doesn't prevent him from eating tumah tonight. It means this. If a kohen, let's say, touched a dead sheretz, so he's tabled today, and at night he's perfectly toyer for everything. He can eat even korbanos. He can come to Beis Hamikdash. So there's no chiddush here that when it says akehom, he can eat tumah. But suppose a kohen was a metzoiro, who finally became toyer today, and won't become perfectly toyer until tomorrow and bring his korbanos. So we say that doesn't stop him from eating tumah tonight. Kapore lo me'ak, the kapore, the korbanos that are mechape, that make him purify, lo me'ak, it won't prevent him eating tumah. The Tani will learn, lo Hashem ish v'toher. So we say, v'yas shimshay me'ak kapte me'lehofer. He said the sun goes down and he is toyer to eat tumah. So we say the setting of the sun is what prevents him from eating tumah. We need the setting of the sun before he can eat tumah. But the kapor that he has to bring a korban tomorrow, it only prevents him from eating kodshim. It prevents him from coming to Beis Hamikdash. But it does not prevent him from eating tumah. What prevents him from eating tumah? Only the bias Hashemesh. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigdor.com.